podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy, we need to bring this back. We were talking about this with Lingy yesterday. You brought it to the table because Justin had sent you a message and a photo.
He did. He said, I went to the local Coles this morning and got a combination of the two top tiers in one, something Lingy can knock off in one sitting. It's Arnott's Shapes Bitsa.
So that's barbecue and pizza together in one box.
Together in one box. And I was like, I would like it to be two separate flavours, two bags in one box, because I like to, I don't like things to be mixed. I like to mix them myself.
Yeah, I understand that. But also that this is, I don't think this product is for you then. I think you need to go and buy a box of each and just stick with that. My concern was, I don't know whether it's a box of, like, with a bag inside that's half filled with pizza shapes and half filled with barbecue shapes and then just mixed around.
Yeah.
Or does each individual shape have both seasonings on it?
Well, I couldn't find a packet last night.
Yeah, because we talked about it on air and then it went viral and everybody went and bought them. But I do believe we've got someone who's tried them on the line. Kim from Bell Post Hill. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Where'd you find them first?
I found them at Woolworths and it is one packet in the box and it has got both flavouring on the biscuits and they are amazing.
Oh my God, okay. So what shape are they then? Because pizza shape and barbecue shape are two different shapes.
They are the pizza shape.
Okay, so they're the pizza shape, actual shape, but they've got the barbecue and pizza seasoning on the one biscuit.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Out of 10, what do you give them?
And you can taste both flavours, like, individually. Yeah. Like, you bite into it and you can taste, like, the barbecue flavour and then you get a hit of the pizza flavour. Oh. It's so good.
And what about at the bottom of the bag? Is there much seasoning and is that delicious?
Yes, of course.
Great.
Okay, well, you've sold me, Kim.
Okay, Kim, out of 10, give us a rating out of 10.
I'd honestly give it a 9.
Whoa! Get the bitter in ya!
It doesn't get bitter than that. Let's get a packet and we'll do a live taste test on it.
Yes, we have to. We just have to.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
As a adult human being, there are some nightmare scenarios that you sort of face in life.
Yes, getting bogged places.
Yeah, you're one, massively. Getting bogged somewhere. Doesn't matter if it's in the outback or if it's just at the end of your street, getting bogged, what a nightmare. I agree. There's the old, when someone's sort of selling you tickets to the movies or something and you go, and then they go, enjoy the movie, and you go, yeah, you too. Idiot.
Yeah,
they're not watching the movie, they work here.
That's a big one, yeah. Maybe we're more alike than we think.
I mean, you think about it. You think about it. Last night going to bed, I couldn't. I was wired.
Wired?
My eyeballs were just boing because I couldn't stop thinking about a moment that I had at school pickup yesterday.
Oh, okay. Talk me through it. Here we go.
All right. 44-year-old adult male walking in a rush, to be fair.
Okay.
Running maybe a smidge late. So right. knowing full well that
terrible parent
would have already made her way out of her classroom and gone, Dad. Oh, where is he?
Hey, she'll remember that forever, by the way.
I know, it's happened once before too and I still
it's
hear
fine.
About it.
Anyway, it's fine.
So walking like power walking sort of from the front gate,
yeah,
you know, down the hallways and sort of between the buildings and across the basketball court and there's already kids out. They're out of the classroom and they're mucking about and they're, you know, it's, and parents have got them. Their parents were there. You're thinking this is going to be the nightmare situation. No, the nightmare happened before I got to Indy, right?
Oh.
Because as I'm sort of making my way towards her classroom, I'm sort of, got the hip movements going.
Yeah.
Out of the corner of my eye, I clock a kid, young girl, got a ball. She's kicked it and it's gone sort of, and it's coming in my direction. Moment of truth, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I've got a decision to make.
Yep, you do.
Do I just?
But I know exactly who you are as a person.
Do I just plow on and let her sort it out?
Yeah. Or do I show my human strength?
Not strength.
Do I show my power behind my right boot?
Okay.
And what I can achieve as a human?
Not even that. It wasn't even that. It was, I can in stride return the ball to her so she doesn't have to run so fast.
I've seen the Matildas. I know how it works. I watched the World Cup.
I've seen Sam Kerr do her thing. Doesn't look that hard. So in stride, power walking. So I've got a roll on, and the ball's coming to me from the left. So it's probably coming from my 10 o'clock, right?
Okay, yep.
And so what I do is I put my left foot out and, like, try and use the outside of my foot to, like, bang, hit it straight back to her.
Yeah.
It's not what the ball does, though. Why didn't the ball go straight back to her? Instead, it ricocheted off my foot and headed off in, like, a 7 o'clock direction.
Take that.
Bang. Get away from this. Chase that way. Don't come near me.
Exactly.
And I just, like, looked straight at the ground and kept power walking.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Now, I need to preempt this by saying I know what I am. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're used to seeing me look like this every day.
We call it the girl from the ring, chic. Or through a bush backwards, chic.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Now, you brushed your hair today, so I appreciate
it. I did.
That.
You know what? I almost left, and all I hear is Mum's voice in my hair, in my head.
It should be my voice also. Hell's bells on one shoulder and myself on the other.
I know. It's hard. It's hard getting up for anyone that gets up early. You know what I mean? And I am what I am.
Yeah, no, and you know what? That's one struggle that I will never know because I don't have hair. I'm bald as.
Yeah, so. Right. So I try my hardest and it's not that hard. But I noticed today, look, maybe I'm not sure what's going on during weeknights for you lately. Last Thursday you had a really late night out.
Shut your beautiful
mouth. Got home at 2 a.m.
I don't want to.
And then was at work. Okay, so I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering, though.
Yeah.
Did you head out last night?
No, I had the girls.
Okay. Just a bit of a welfare check. I'm not saying that you look not done up or messy or stinky. I'm not saying any of that.
Stinky.
But
what? What was wrong with? Are you saying
you look like you stink? And you never stink. It looks like you literally rolled out of bed and got in the car and came to work. I'm sorry. And it's not, I just wanted to do a welfare check. I just want to see if you're all right, mate. I'm sure that I could have said it differently in a more caring way, but this is me caring. You've got track pants on.
Yeah.
Grey track pants.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't think grey track pants should ever be in the workplace.
Okay.
And you've got a hoodie and the chin strap's back.
So
you've got some facial hair going on.
I need
on.
To shave.
Yeah. So I just want to see how you doing, mate.
I'm okay. I have had a really busy week, so I haven't had time to shave. But I'm also pretty much ready to go straight from work to the gym. And I usually have my bag of gym gear, you know, my trackies and my singlet and everything in the car in a bag, and then I get changed as I drive to Karai Village.
Oh my god, you are, that is danger.
Or in the car park, but then I feel like if someone walks past me in my car with no pants on in the Karai Village car park, that's a whole different
problem. It's so much better to change your pants whilst you're driving
at the traffic lights. That,
ridiculous. That is illegal. Grey track pants in the workplace, chicks can get away with it. I don't think guys can get away with it.
Well, my other option is to take them off.
Grey track pants are fine today.
Yeah.
Look, just, you know.
What I will say
as long as you're okay.
In recent times, I've had some feedback that may differ from the feedback that you've given me as to the arrangement of my face and the arrangement of my attire.
What?
Not everybody.
Lay it out for me because I don't understand what you're saying.
Not everybody hates the stuff that you hate.
I'm not saying that I hate it. I'm saying that people will talk about you behind your back.
Well, they do anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
Better they're talking about me than sort of anyone else. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that what Audrey Hepburn said? Is that an Audrey Hepburn thing?
No, that's the girl from The Ring that said that.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
You've noticed something that is bizarre, and I don't know how to answer this question.
It just really shook me. I was just like, what? I just, you know, I thought I knew. I'm 44. Like, surely I've seen everything, yeah?
Yeah.
But not this.
Walk in at the fish and chip shop.
Yeah, on a Friday night. Busy Friday night too. Did not call ahead. Stood there and sort of picked what they were having to eat. And then sat down and waited while it was prepared.
Yeah, and you're saying that this is a foreign concept because everyone always calls ahead.
Well, you got it. You've got a telephone. You know what you haven't? Call them.
Yeah.
Why should get in, get out?
I don't know about this one. 52232955. Let's see what the people reckon. Is this a weird thing, walk-ups at the fish and chip shop? Or are people doing it and we just don't know?
All right. Ryan's in the Barwon River. Morning, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Morning. How you going?
Yeah, good. What are your thoughts? Have you ever once even considered walking up to a fish and chip
shop? You asked for one person to call. And, yeah, I've done it for sure. I've been walking down the street or lunchtime or maybe dinner time, not sure what you want, and gone, oh, I'd love a flake or some chips and a salmon batter, and I'm like happy to sit there and wait for it because that's how bad you want it.
Wow.
I've definitely done it.
It's an amazing life you lead, Ryan. I'll tell you what.
I don't actually believe you, Ryan.
There's a bit in, like Tom mentioned, about maybe getting away from the family and having a bit of peace and quiet. Like, yeah, it is a little bit like that as well. Like, okay. That's okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, the jig is up.
Well, now I definitely don't believe Ryan, because I don't know if you've ever been in a fish and chip shop, especially when it's busy on a Friday night, but that is not a peace and quiet environment.
It's also very sweaty.
Chips up, bad.
What? Didn't need the accent, mate. Samantha from Cario. Walk-ins at the fish and chip shop. Is that a thing?
Yes, I've been doing it since I was a kid, and I think now I know why, after hearing Tom's comment about a bit of peace and quiet. My mum was a single mum with four kids.
Yeah.
So she'd send us down the fish and chip shop with a lift.
Yeah.
And that was it. And we'd play at the park that was next door to it, and we'd be there for about half hour, 45 minutes, walk back, and then she got 45 minutes of peace and quiet on a Friday night after work.
Right. So it works the opposite way too.
You send them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Right. Bit of peace and quiet and a piece of flake while you're at it too. I don't know about sending 8-year-olds down to the fish and chip shop in 2026.
No, not eight. No.
That's all right. Don't judge. I don't know. They might live next door. And if you want that peace and quiet.
Would you let Wombi go to the fish and chip shop on his own?
Oh, not my darling Wombi.
Exactly.
Sydney from Lara, do you do walk-ins at the fish and chip shop?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. You think it's wild, do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you go to Six Ways because you're in Lara?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's pretty much, you're in the minority, Tom, with Sydney
It's 2-on-2 at the moment.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right. Andrew from Armstrong Creek with the deciding vote here. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, a walk-in at a fish and chip shop. What do you see? What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely you can do that, particularly if it's a Friday night, you can smell the fish and chips, you're in the car park, you might have gone somewhere else. Absolutely, you're just going to walk in and, you know, as the younger people say these days, and just raw dog your fish and chips. Just sit there, the footy doesn't start for an hour. It's a bit of nostalgia as well, a bit of people watching for the middle age. We love to sit in there and listen in on other people's conversations. Tommy, you might know about that a little.
I did. I was listening in. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, there you go. And we just listen in and take it in for an hour and then go back and watch the footy with your fish and chips. It's nice and warm. It's straight out of the fryer. Absolutely.
Just a bit of people watching at the fish and chip
shop. Get the hot tea and the hot fish. Love it.
Okay.
Megan from Leopold. Megan, do you ever just walk into a fish and chip shop, place an order, and just sit down?
So as a mum of a recently, he started a fish and chip shop probably within the last 8 months.
We've spoken to you before, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. So I will drop him off and then go, do I really want? And then I will go and place an order and I will sit there and wait.
And that's just to watch your son do his thing, though, yeah? Because you're super proud.
Well, that little bit.
Yeah.
But it's more to make him actually do something and actually make him work.
Mum's watching. I better get busy.
I know.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair. I feel like you're invested, though. I feel like you've got higher stakes there. Christy in Geelong, good morning. Have you ever even considered in your entire life just walking up to a fish and chip shop and placing an order?
Never in my life have I pre-ordered it.
What?
I walk in every single time.
Hang on. Even if it's like busy weekend, if it's Easter, whatever it might be, a hot day, you just walk in and wait.
Yes, yes.
Christy.
Yeah, and it is the peace and quiet bit and the people watching.
Okay.
I want to know whatever pharmaceuticals Christy is on the daily, because mine definitely don't work as good.
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.